From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended and they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to him. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. The words of the Holy Gospel. For 30 years, our Blessed Lady gets to contemplate in her Immaculate Heart, in the privacy and secrecy of the life, the family life in Nazareth. She gets to contemplate the fact that God is a little boy and then a man. She gets to watch him grow and become strong, filled with wisdom and increase in wisdom and stature, and have the favor of God and his fellow human beings. What a precious gift to be able to spend 30 years contemplating the hypostatic union. What a proof of God's love for her that she would be the one to have this gift. But Our Lady's not a hoarder. She wants to share this gift. She wants to be intimately involved in our souls to help us make more room for God. More room to contemplate the fact that God was a little boy and then a man, and now looks at us through what used to be bread. Her 30 years of gazing on the precious face of God prepared her to teach us how to do just that, to just sit in wonder, in silence, to just look at him and smile as he looks at us and smiles, to whisper to him that we love him, and to hear in the depths of our heart, "I love you too." This is what to Jesus through Mary means, that she's the one that teaches us how to see him through the eyes of faith, to hear and to recognize his voice amid all of the thoughts whirling around our minds. To trust so firmly that he's really there, really speaking, really loving us, and inviting us to love him back with every ounce and in every corner of our mind. The Mother of God banishes disbelief in our minds, and she tramples on those little whack-a-mole places of mistrust that keep popping up constantly everywhere in our hearts. She was given as our mother to teach us what she received, what she learned, to sit and watch Jesus go through his life and to delight in him. Mother Mary, stay close to me as I go into Lent. Keep me close to you so that I will keep Jesus close to me. Please expose all of the places of my heart that don't belong to him entirely. Please unite the many affections of my heart in the love of him alone. Please teach me how to admit no other lover into my heart but him.